This baseball season, we're following two minor league players trying to make it to the majors. One of them, Tyler Saladino, plays here.
And now it's time for your 2012 Birmingham Barons starting lineup, presented by Pearl River Resort.
Birmingham, Alabama. Tyler's an infielder for the Barons. They're a team affiliated with the Chicago White Sox. And many people in the White Sox organization see a bright future for Tyler, potential to make it to the big league club in Chicago. That includes his hitting coach, Brandon Moore.
You know, he has an internal drive. You know, he likes to come out here when nobody else is around. He likes to not have distractions, and he asks good questions for a young ball player, and which is always fun. And the guys that, in my experience, that ask the right questions at his age usually do pretty good.
And we had some questions for Russell Lewis, who is NPR's Southern Bureau Chief. We asked him if he'd mind hitting the stadium and catching a few of Tyler's games. You know, full disclosure, this was not the hardest assignment for you, as I understand it, because you live in Birmingham. You're a pretty big Barons fan as it is.
Sure. You know, I think if you live in Birmingham, it's the only professional team here. And most folks will probably know the Barons as the team where Michael Jordan played for a season after he retired from basketball. But it's a lot of fun. Unfortunately, the series that I attended was not the greatest for the Barons. But, you know, I caught up with Tyler. I was able to spend a lot of time with him.
Here in the minor leagues, I'm working to learn how to win a World Series in the future. If losing becomes acceptable or striking out becomes acceptable, well, that's not practicing the right things to compete at the highest level possible.
Well, it really does sound like he's already thinking about the future, Russell. And are they treating him like something special already in Birmingham?
You know, it's funny. I mean, folks here in Birmingham probably don't know his prospects, but they like him as a player. They like what he brings. They like sort of the excitement and the enthusiasm that he brings to the baseball field each and every day. His teammates, they call him Sally. That's his nickname. other people in the stands, there's this one guy who yells out, "Go, Sally!
Let's go, Sally!"
Now hitting for the Barons, shortstop number 3, Tyler Saladino.
So in his first at-bat in the first inning, Tyler swings at the first pitch, gets a single, knocks in a run. It's 1-0 Barons over the Blue Wahoos from Pensacola.
Tyler plays shortstop, and there was one play where the ball was just hit sharply to him, and it's what he did to get the out that was just oh so impressive. Here's the Barons play-by-play guy calling that play.
Left-handed batter, 2-0 Pensacola, hits one hard on the ground towards short, diving to his left, Saladino spins and throws and picks the man off at first. Wow, on both ways.
And the Barons did not end up winning that game or any in that particular series. But Russell told me that that kind of thing doesn't stop Tyler from appreciating the privileges of professional baseball.
He's just gotten a new baseball glove. This one is really special to Tyler because it's got his name stitched into it. Hmm. It's his own glove. And to him, this is a really, really big deal.
It's a reminder of where you're at. I can never afford to get a custom glove when I was younger. It's just another reason to keep working hard, you know? And you want to be able to keep playing so you can keep playing ball with your own name on your bat. That's awesome.
Russell, one thing that I know matters a lot to Tyler is his family. He told me back in April how important his family is, and I understand they were actually in Birmingham when you went to these games.
Yeah, his family is able to go to about one series of games with him a year, and they were able to come to this series. His family lives out in California in San Diego, drove out from California, actually brought him his truck.
Wow, the whole plan.
Drove him his truck. Both his dad and his grandfather had a hand in coaching Tyler, getting him to the point of where he is now. And as Tyler says, baseball really is the heritage of their family. And his grandfather, Art Saladino Sr., says Tyler really he's a special player.
You know, he can go as far as he wants because he likes the game. Like anybody else, if you like the game, stick with it, you know, and don't give up.
Wow, that's one proud grandfather. Well, Russell, I know you and I are going to be watching to see how far Tyler does go this year. Thanks so much for going to those games and checking in with us.
Absolutely, my pleasure.
Russell Lewis is NPR's Southern Bureau Chief. You can see a picture of Tyler Saladino's new baseball glove at npr.org, and we'll check back in with Tyler later in the season.